Hallelujah. Romans chapter 8. Just a small word of exhortation, that's all. Romans chapter 8 and verse 28. It's Romans 8, 28. Look at somebody and say, it's Romans 8 and 28. Some of you, your favorite scripture is that scripture. I want to just exhort you from that scripture. So I want to title the message, it's Romans 8, 28. Don't look at your watch and say it's 9:38. Look at the scripture and say it is 8:28. It is Romans. Look at somebody. It's Romans 8:28. Yes. It says there, for we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Amen. For we know that all things, look at somebody and say, all things. For we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Do you believe that? Not some things, all things. Praise the Lord. Aren't you grateful to God for that scripture? Amen. For we know that all things, whether it be your success, whether it be your failure, whether it be your sickness, whether it be your healing, whether it be your pit, your prison, or your palace, whether it be your acceptance or rejection, whether it be your struggles or your strength, whatever is going through in your life, if you can put your life into God's hands, let me tell you, the scripture will work for you for all things. Are you with me? Your failures, your successes, your discouragements, your encouragements, your forward progress, your struggles in the journey, everything work together. By itself, it does not work any good. But it works together. Somehow God has got a way of bringing it all together to make it work together for the good of those who love God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Your miracles, your lack of miracles, your singleness, your married life, your children, your lack of children, your obedient children, your disobedient children. I mean, whatever. Whatever in your life, if you can bring it into the Lordship of Jesus, all things work together for the good for those who love God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. For all things are working towards you. Look at somebody and say, all things are working. Sometimes you go through life and you think everything is working against you. You're trying to build your house, you're trying to start a business, you're trying to spiritually progress, you're trying to build up your family life, you're trying to see something happen good, and you think everything is working against you. Have you ever gone through that? You think everything is working against you. But here it says, everything is working together towards you for the good. Are you with me? Look at your life and say, everything in my life is working together for the good. It's not going to work together for the bad. It's working together for the good. Aren't you glad that God's word is saying that things that are working in your life are working towards good, not something to some disaster, not to some impending judgment or danger or condemnation or whatever. It is working together for the good for those who love God and who are called according to his purpose. Lift your hand and say, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So two things I mentioned there. It thinks all things. Look at somebody and say, all things. And look at Colossians chapter 1. The book of Colossians, How many of you know it's in the New Testament? The Colossians chapter 1 and verses 16 and 17. It says there, for by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. Are you with me? Speaking about Jesus, the name above every other name. It says there, all things is before him, and by him all things consist or exist. So why is everything working together for the good? Because you got to put Jesus into the picture. He was before all things. Are you with me? And he knows the end from the beginning. And he's the one who is holding everything together. And he knows what's going to happen in the future. And because you place Jesus above everything in your life, let me tell you, everything will work together for the good for those who love God and who are called according to his purpose. If you believe that, say amen. Hallelujah. Place Jesus above everything else. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. We do not know how, but when you place Jesus above everything else, I've got an interesting thing that I wrote down. Keep Jesus first in your life and you will never come second. You didn't hear it, did you? Keep Jesus first in your life. Before all things, keep Jesus and you will never come second. Everything in life, even your failures, everything will come out. Something good will come out of it. God will make sure that he honors his word. Something powerful will happen when you put your trust in God's word. It says when you place Jesus first, everything in your life will turn out good and you won't come in second. Praise the Lord. Somebody shout a hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Look at Psalms 8th chapter. Psalms 8th chapter and verse 6. Psalms 8, verse, Psalms 8, I can't hear you. Psalms 8, verse 6, it says there, thou made him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet. You hear that? God has put all things under the feet of Jesus. And so you have dominion. In other words, you are not a victim. When that sickness comes to you, when that bad report comes to you, you don't have to sit there discouraged thinking something bad is going to happen, but you got to put your trust in God's word saying everything is under, all things are under the feet of Jesus. And because I have placed Jesus above everything else, everything is going to work out in favor for me. Something good is going to happen through this. I do not know what, but God is going to make everything together for the good for those who love God and who are called according to his purpose. Lift your hand out and shout hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Look at Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 11. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 11. It says there, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. Are you with me? He is working without you realizing. Maybe your plans have not gone according to the way you wanted. Maybe you think your plans have hit rock bottom, but let me tell you, somehow he is making all things work together according to the counsel of his will. How many of you ever prayed, Lord, I want to do your will in my life? How many of you ever prayed in your life, Lord, I want to do your will? And the Bible says here, somehow he is making all things work together to the counsel of his will. And that is why it is going to be beautiful. But two things. It says here, for those who love God, say that with me, I need to love God. Are you with me? By itself, if you think everything is going bad and then you sit in a corner and think, okay, now what's going to happen? Let me see. And you sit there, nothing will work out. But you got to make sure that you are right there with your heart, that you love God. That you love God. And you have, the second thing, a sense of purpose. Are you with me? Who are called according to His purpose. Everything works out for the good, for those who love God. And you are called according to His purpose. Sometimes you go to people and you visit people, sometimes in a hospital or in their home, and sometimes you see their Bible, their study material, their notes, everything there. They got nice markers, they have marked out the scriptures, everything is there. They got a nice, good devotional life. That's wonderful. Praise God for that. But it's not speaking about your devotional life. It's speaking about your vocational life, your purpose, God's purpose over your life, your calling. Are you with me? Everything works together for the good for those who love God and who are called according to His purpose. So you need to walk through in life having a sense of His calling over your life, having a sense of His purpose. Then everything else works together for the good. If you just keep to your personal life and just your private devotional life without having a sense of purpose, listen, my life is bigger than me. It's just not about my dreams, my goals, my desires. It's about His kingdom, His goals, His will, His plans. And He's working together everything for the good for my life. Everything in my life. Even my failures. Even sometimes the death of a dear friend or somebody dear to you. And you wonder, what's going to happen out of this? But the Bible says, if you love Him, are you with me? And if you walk with a sense of purpose, everything works together. Everything works together for the good of those who love God. Isn't it powerful? Isn't that a powerful scripture? Look at somebody and say, it's Romans 8:28. It's Romans 8:28. I wonder how many people are walking with a sense of purpose. Sometimes they come to church, they just sing a few songs and they go, but are you involved in something that is bigger than you with a sense of purpose? Second Timothy chapter 1. Look at these scriptures. Second Timothy chapter 1 and verse 9. It says there, who has saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to His own purpose. Look at somebody and say, He's called us according to His own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. He's called us according to His own purpose. A sense of purpose, a sense of, hey, there's something that God wants with my life. When I go to pray for somebody, especially, you know, I look if they have a sense of purpose. Maybe they have failed somewhere, or they have lost out on something, or, you know, it looks like there's some impending danger in front of them. It looks almost like their life is in a balance. Then you go pray for them. I sometimes look to see, hey, listen, do they love God? And do they have a sense of purpose? A sense of God's purpose in their lives. A sense of pleasing Jesus. If I place Jesus above everything else, I will never be second. He is first in my life. He is before all things. By Him all things exist. Everything is working towards, all things are working towards the purpose of His counsel, to His will. Do I place Jesus? Or do I see life in isolation? Okay, this bad thing happened to me, that thing, good thing happened to me. Thank you, Lord, for that. Lord, I'm pretty upset with you for this. But thank you for keeping me alive here. Thank you for that. But looks like this thing is bad. That is good. This is nice. No, no. Look at everything. And say, somehow God is, it's like making a cake. Are you with me? Just the cocoa powder by itself is going to make you very bitter. Just the cherry by itself is not going to produce much kind of happiness for you. So the cocoa will be there. The sugar will be there. The butter will be there. Everything else will be there. But not by isolation. Everything working together. Praise the Lord. It's going to make something beautiful in my life. Hallelujah. It's going to make something beautiful in my life because Jesus has preeminence over everything. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. According to His purpose. In Psalms 92, it says, He who is planted in the house of God shall be fruitful. That's a sense of purpose. You know, you feel you're more productive for God. You feel more secure. You feel you're connected when you place yourself planted in the house of God. Do you know that the cops were behind you today? Yeah, they came to the church searching for you because you obviously didn't stop when they signaled. And I had to tell them, he's one of the sheep here, don't worry. I'll pay the fine. Well, they checked out your number, they came here. I was not here, I didn't say that, but one of my associate pastors dealt with that. The police came inside the service, inside the church today. But everything works together for the good of those who love God. Quote that scripture if the police stops you. Tell them that. I was in church, I was late for church. So, but I know everything is going to work together for the good for those who love God. Sare sarna jeevithil anugraham varum yeshu ulladhu kondu sarnu vendi njan paathichinodu shemikkana njan signal kandilla nu paranja. Is that the truth? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Lift your hand and say, it is time for Romans 8:28. It's time for Romans 8:28. Look at somebody and say that. Tell two people that. Tell two or three people that. Tell them, it's time for Romans 8:28. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Let's close our eyes and pray. Yourself into the hands of Jesus this evening. Everything in your life is working towards you for something good. But you got to trust the Lord in that. You got to place Jesus above everything else. And say, Lord, I have a sense of purpose, a vision. I want to stay committed. I don't want to be so focused on my little life, my small desires, my small goals, and I forget out on things that pertain to eternity and your plans and your purpose. Would you place yourself in the hands of Jesus this evening? Would you place your heart into the hands of the Lord? Romans 8:28. Say that to yourself. All things work together for the good for those who love God and who are called according to His purpose. It's working towards you for the good. Would you place your all things into the hands of Jesus this evening? Would you either take a kneel down or stand up in the presence of God and place all things, things that bother you, things that happening in your life, would you place it all into the hands of Jesus this evening? Your disappointments, your struggles, your failures. And would you say, Lord, I want to be committed and connected to your purpose. To your purpose, Lord. Say this with me, Jesus. Jesus, I receive your word and I place you as the Lord over my life. Be in charge. I bring my successes, my failures, my weaknesses, my struggles, my good habits, my bad habits, everything in my life. My childhood, my youth, my old age, everything of my life, Lord, I place into your hands. Give me a sense of purpose, a sense that I can love you with. Thank you, Lord. I don't want to be deceived. I receive your word. I want everything to work together for the good in my life. I thank you, Jesus.
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 Thank you, Jesus.